We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career.
I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to t2t.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Friday as we ramp it up for a very, very long weekend coming up with the early races half a world away at Dubai and then ending up with the final four and all the great racing here in the U.S. of A. We welcome you to the show on this Friday. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world at our studio station, South Point Studios, at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard and the South Point Studio Streaming Network at YouTube, our local anchor radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM, and of course, all of the websites that we have, racedaylasvegas.com.vegas.world.global, iPhone, Android, and Google phone covered with the apps. Get your KSHP app. You can listen to us through the radio station, YouTube app. You get to see us and hear us through the YouTube app on your devices and anywhere you get your podcasting. We're there as well. So welcome to the Race Day Show for this Friday as we set up a big weekend. Now, I got to tell you, tomorrow's going to start early because the racing, the Dubai World Cup day is tomorrow. They got an abundance of great stakes races there. Of course, we'll be concentrating on the Dubai World Cup and the UAE Derby that has points for the Kentucky Derby. And the Americans are loaded in the Dubai World Cup. five American-based horses out of the 11 in the Dubai World Cup will be in the field there. And, of course, the Americans will also have an effect in the Golden Shahan with Wesley Ward having Nakatami and Dan Blacker that had the winner of the sprint in Saudi Arabia and, of course, the Breeders' Cup sprint winner, Sprint No Chaser. And Jorge Delgado will have Super Chow in that race. And the Godolphin Mile will be represented by Little Vic, with trained by Juan Carlos Avila. And Doug O'Neill has a Raging Torrent in that race. So he's going to start early in the morning at Dubai. Then we'll work our way through the good old U.S. of A., where, of course, we have the big racing cards at Aqueduct and at Santa Anita in Southern California. Stick in there for the sports fans, the Final Four, and you'll have a jam-packed Saturday. We'll try to cover it to you, all of it for you, as best as we can here in the mornings. Now, big deal is going to be the weather, right? Because today was supposed to be opening day at Keeneland. And, you know, Keeneland had the Bluegrass Stakes, one of the three final major prep races for the Kentucky Derby points, scheduled for tomorrow. But, as you know, we announced yesterday, as they did, that because of the terrible weather that's going through that part of the country right now, the Midwest, and going through places, going through a lot going through Kentucky. And they, I mean, we're talking about tornadoes that have torn down quite a few, towns along its way. I mean, this is bad. Hurricanes and flooding that's going on in that area that goes from goes from Oklahoma right through parts of Missouri and Illinois and South Indiana and right through, I mean, the big thrust going right through Kentucky, et cetera, on its way to the East Coast. Now, that has canceled the races for today, opening day at Keeneland. Today's opening day Keeneland card will be now transferred to Monday. Tomorrow's big card that at Keeneland that featured five stakes races, including Bluegrass Stakes, that will be moved, that entire card for Saturday will be moved to Tuesday. And then hopefully by Sunday, the weather will be through there in Kentucky and we'll be able to race in Kentucky. So opening day now is scheduled for Keeneland on Sunday, and the Sunday card that was drawn for Sunday will run on Sunday. They'll just flip the two racing days that have been canceled today and tomorrow on Monday and Tuesday, respectively. But we'll still have a big day of racing going on at Aqueduct, five stakes races, including the Wood Memorial and the Gazelle, which is a 100-point getter for the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard. And, of course, Santa Anita will have five stakes races that has the Santa Anita Santa Anita Derby, I should say. The Santa Anita Derby will hold 75 points for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard because of the short field there. But the Santa Anita Oaks has six in it, so that means there'll be 100 points for the Santa Anita Oaks for the Kentucky Oaks up for grabs, too. So you can see we're going to have a lot of great stuff going on tomorrow, that's for sure. As far as today is concerned, Santa Anita has a carryover in the pick six left over from last Sunday. The carryover in the pick six at Santa Anita exceeds $100,000. That's the carryover for today at Santa Anita. And don't forget that Gulfstream Park has finally announced that big carryover for the mandatory payoff that was canceled on Sunday because of the weather there in South Florida. That $288,000 plus, that chunk of money will be held over until a week from Sunday, and that'll be on the 13th of April. They'll give away that pick six carryover and a mandatory payoff at Gulfstream Park, because now we're into the Royal Palm meeting at Gulfstream. Of course, Santa Anita will wrap up their spring spring meet coming up soon, and of course. In Kentucky, they're going from Turfway Park now to Keeneland when it opens on Sunday. So there's a lot of that transformation going on. And we have only 29 days left until the Kentucky Derby. And this weekend is going to give away all of those final big 100-pointers in the Kentucky Derby future book. But for most of the horses that have been at the top of the leaderboard, They are already in as far as points as long as they stay healthy. And so we will start that way with the reminding you on this show that we won't have a show on Wednesday. Okay, we'll be here today, obviously, tomorrow and Sunday. We won't have a show on Wednesday because of the studio operations here. But we will be back in business on Thursday. And remember that coming up Derby Week, we're going to have our special Kentucky Derby preview show, the Kentucky Derby Handicap Show. That should happen, I believe, on the Wednesday before the Kentucky Derby. We're still working it out between either the Wednesday or the Thursday, but it will be here in the South Point Studios, the South Point Studios streaming at YouTube, featuring our handicappers, John Lindo and Jonathan Hardoon, which will be with us, of course, right after the Kentucky Oaks on that Friday before the Kentucky Derby, on Kentucky Oaks Day, following the Kentucky Oaks card and the card in Southern California at 6 o'clock in the Grandview Lounge. We'll be holding our traditional Kentucky Derby seminar. And we hope you can come on and join us for that. And, of course, the Kentucky Derby party the day after on Kentucky Derby Day with the big ballroom and all of the great stuff going on, hat contest, food and beverage discounts, and big screens for the Kentucky Derby, et cetera. It's just going to be a lot of fun that weekend. So plan, if you can, on come on out to South Point. And if you're here in town, certainly, because all that stuff is free. You know, they're not charging you to have a seat so you can watch the Kentucky Derby. So come on down to the South Point. They do it right here, that's for sure. All righty. Now, getting back to some of the stuff that happened yesterday at Aqueduct in New York as they began their summer meeting at Aqueduct. Kendrick Carmouche had a couple of winners yesterday. He won the first race for Linda Rice at 25-20 and came back in the third race with a $3.50 winner for Amelia Green. Linda Rice had two wins on the card yesterday after winning the winter meeting there at Aqueduct in a runaway. She has two wins on this opening day for the spring meet. Her second win came in the sixth race with Ruben Silveira aboard at $5.60. Got to tell you this. You ready for this now? The first race at Aqueduct, Linda Rice, Kendrick Carmouche, 25-20. If you saw that race, and that was a race where Jerry Jackowitz had a play, but I got to give Jerry a pass on that because what happened in this race, the horse that got the lead, which was the winner for Kendrick Carmouche, slowed the race down so much that it was over at the half-mile pole. Nobody went after this horse on the lead, and so Malou went wire to wire in that race, but that was a $25.20 winner. Then came a $4.30 winner, $3.50, $20.60, and $10 even. Now, the pick four from the $4.30, $3.50, $20.60, and $10 winner, that pick four paid $213.75. Kendrick Carmouche and Linda Rice's long shot winner at 25-20 in the first race produced the pick five payoff at $1,323. That was a big difference there. But it gets better at Aqueduct yesterday, okay? We go now to that first $20 winner in the fourth race. That overlapped to the late pick five. Then you had a $10 winner, a $5.60 winner. That was Linda Rice's second win. A $6.90 winner and a $10.40 winner. So the $10 winner, $5.60, $6.90, and $10.40 produced a pick four, a late pick four of $163. The $20 winner in the fourth race produced a pick five payoff of $4,989.25, a difference of $4,826.25 for that $20 winner in the fourth race. That was an amazing overlay for that. Nobody had the pick six yesterday at Aqueduct, so you got to carry over today. The fives paid $3,494.50 at the Big A yesterday. Gulfstream Park and their Royal Palm meeting start. Edgar Zayas had three wins yesterday. He won the first race at $4 even for Carlos David. He won the fourth race for Brendan Walsh at $5.20, came back in the fifth race for Mary Leitner, paying $8.40. So Zayas is the leading rider after one day at the Royal or I should say after that day yesterday for the Royal Palms meeting at Gulfstream Park. So just a little bit of what happened yesterday, but we're teeing it up for today because we got a lot going on. Carryover pick six at the Aqueduct, carryover pick six at Santa Anita, and setting the table for a big Saturday and Sunday here in racing. So we'll get started with taking our first break. And when we come back, we'll get you your racing menu and get started for the day's activities with our handicappers. Today, I'm going to concentrate on the Kentucky Oaks prep races, and that'll be the Ashland, which will be run now on Monday instead of today. That's at Keeneland. And, of course, the Gazelle and the Santa Anita Oaks, because we'll be busy tomorrow with the Kentucky Derby prep races. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas, taking a look at the weather right now here in Las Vegas. It's 46 degrees outside right now. We're going to get up to 68 degrees now. That little cold front that's coming through, it'll start warming up over the weekend. It looks as if we're going to get into the 70s, the low to the mid-70s by Saturday and Sunday. So take note of that if you happen to come up and want to join us here in Las Vegas for the weekend. But right now it's a 46 degrees outside, 68. As far as the temperatures around the country concerned, Miami is 82. New York is 63 with a chance of some rain there. Chicago, rain and 48 degrees. Oklahoma City, 55 in rain. That's the part of the country that is getting all of those bad storms, etc. And they say not only do they have the bad storms going through there, but because of that and the storms that were there before that, it's causing what could be, a catastrophic type of flooding going on in that area, not to mention the tornado possibilities in some of those places. Oklahoma City's 55, Phoenix 72, Los Angeles 71 degrees and sunny, so it'll be a nice day out at Santa Anita. And, of course, here in Las Vegas, as I say again, we'll get up to 68 degrees. As far as the weather is concerned, listen, that bad storm goes from Oklahoma right through to West Virginia. It's going, it's cutting right through that part of the country. So keep that in mind for the racetracks in the racing menu that comes up right now. One more thing that I wanted to add as far as late breaking news or as far as late news is concerned, we have a scratch out of the Wood Memorial tomorrow at Aqueduct. Hill Road, which is trained by Chad Brown, pitched a fever. So Hill Road is out of the Wood Memorial tomorrow. Remember, he was third in the Tampa Bay Derby, and he was also third in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile as a two-year-old last year, but he will not go in the Wood Memorial. He pitched a fever. So we'll wait and see his status for the Kentucky Derby. All right, let's get started with the racing menu for today. Reminding you, the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific Time Zone. We're here in Las Vegas. We are in the Pacific Time Zone. These will be the first post times to roll out in our race book here at the South Point today. If you're not in the Pacific time zone and in a time zone and anywhere else around the world that we broadcast to, well, just adjust from whatever you're, wherever you're at to the Pacific time zone, and then you get the first post times right for your area so you don't miss anything, like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? Here we go. Laurel Park has eight races today. Their first post time is at 9:10 at Laurel Park today. for their 8-race card. Tampa Bay Downs has 9 races. Their first post time is at 9:30, 9:30 at Tampa Bay. And Tampa Bay has a super high 5 carryover of $1,436. Gulfstream Park has 9 races today. Now, they posted a pick 6 jackpot carryover of $324,361. But again, they say there's a mandatory payoff a week from Sunday, so we're getting conflicting there. And they may very well have started putting more money into the jackpot, and then that will be a mandatory payoff come a week from Sunday. So right now they say $324,361 in the pick 6 jackpot carryover Gulfstream. Whatever it is, first post time is at 9:50 today at Gulfstream Park. Aqueduct is next. Aqueduct has a first post time of 10:10 today. Aqueduct's carryover in their pick 6 from yesterday is at their pick 6 carryover, $20,967.15. $20,967.03. It is cloudy and 60 degrees. They've had some rain there, so the track is going to start off in good condition. The track is labeled good for today at Aqueduct with their first post time at 10:10 for their 8-race card. And that is at the Big A today. Next up comes Oaklawn Park. Oaklawn Park has a first post time of 10 races at 10:30. I don't know about the weather there, but, I mean, that storm has raised havoc in that part of the country, so Oaklawn could have an off track today. 10 races, first post time is at 10:30. Sunland Park, all quarter horses today. You got 11 quarter horse races at Sunland. First post time is 11:25. They've got a regular pick 5 carryover there of $2,242. And again, first post time at Sunland is at 11:25. Then we get to Santa Anita. Santa Anita, the day before their big Santa Anita Derby Day. Santa Anita has a first post time of 1 o'clock this afternoon. They have 10 races on the card, a good competitive 10-race card at Santa Anita today. They have a pick 6 carryover, a regular pick 6 carryover from Sunday of $100,819. $100,819 in the pick 6 carryover today at Santa Anita. First post time, 1 o'clock. Track should be fast, turf should be firm. Evangeline Downs has 9 races. Their first post time is at 3:30 for Evangeline. And then we go next to Charlestown. Charlestown wraps up the racing menu for today. Their first post time is at 4 p.m. Their pick 6 jackpot carryover stands at $100,838. So they're just a couple of bucks above Santa Anita's carryover. Pick 6 jackpot carryover at Charlestown, again, $100,838. First post time is at 4 p.m. at Charlestown. All right. Well, we got a nice carryovers going on at Charlestown, Santa Anita, and Aqueduct today. Let's get started with taking a look at how we can get some winners there. And I got our first handicapper up on board, and that is, of course, Jonathan Hardoon. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Ralph. The only difference is Charlestown is a jackpot. The other two are not jackpots, as sure. Far as pick six is concerned.
Absolutely. There's a jackpot. And by the way, they posted Gulfstream pick 6 jackpot at $324,361. Now, there was $288,000 in a carryover with the mandatory payoff that didn't happen on Sunday. And there have been, 2 days of racing now at Gulfstream so far?
Yes. I think they're continuing the carryover.
That's what I think, too.
By the 13th, then it's a mandatory payoff.
Yes,
that's what I'm assuming. Maybe we're wrong, but it looks like that. There's no way they got $300,000 in 2 days.
Correct.
So obviously it has to be left over.
It looks like $288,000 has been put in the pool again, and they're adding it from day by day until they get to the 13th, and then they'll give it away. In any case, it'd be nice to hit it no matter what happens. It's 20 cents away. It's a 20-cent away bet, so.
Yeah.
Not too bad there. All right, listen. We know we're going to cover those two Derby prep races tomorrow, the Santa Anita Derby and the Wood Memorial. The scratch of Hill Road and the Wood Memorial, just as a little tease for tomorrow, does that make any difference in that race, really?
Well, the horse did have somewhat of a shot. He was making his second start for trainer Chad Brown, and it was his second start back off of a layoff. You know, he ran well his first start back. I think he finished third. So points certainly matter to a horse like that, and I guess now he's not going to be able to make the Derby.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, unless there's a lot of scratches with horses that have points in front of them, unless they send them to Keeneland for the Lexington, but that's only 20 points there. So we'll
Chad Brown won't force it. Chad Brown's not the kind of guy to force it, Ralph. You know, he didn't make it. He didn't make it. That's it. He has a whole summer ahead of him, I guess.
Well, yeah, that's for sure. I mean, he always does, I believe, the right thing for his horses. That's for sure. But we do have three races two races on Saturday. And, of course, the Ashland that has Kentucky Oaks points attached to it, 100 points there. Was supposed to go today, but as we said, today's card will be transferred to Monday. So that race will be on Monday, but there's two on left tomorrow for, the Kentucky Oaks consideration. The Gazelle is one of them in New York, and that has a field of eight in it. And a big favorite in that race is Ballerina D'Oro, Dylan Davis riding for Chad Brown.
Yeah, deservedly so, Ralph. She's clearly the best horse in the race. The race goes through her, and I think she's going to be very tough to beat.
Well, and, there's eight horses in the race. You got Pure Beauty at 9-2. You got Early On at 6-1. Vanilla Sunday at 6-1. So it looks like it's obviously Ballerina D'Oro's race to lose, and Dylan Davis aboard for Chad Brown in that race. So then we get next to the Santa Anita Derby out at Santa Anita. And that has a field of six. And in that race, Mr. Doug O'Neill has a horse in there. Bob Baffert has the even money favorite Tenma. Juan Hernandez riding there. And Baffert would also have Silent Law in the race. Martin Garcia riding at 8-1 in that race. So Baffert's represented by two out of the six, and one of them is the big favorite in there. But, Doug O'Neill's got no bad beats at 7-2. You got Phil D'Amato with Vodka with a Twist. That's 4-1 on the morning line. So that looks like a little bit more of a competitive race than maybe the Gazelle.
Well, not really, because Tenma, five career starts with four wins and a third. She really has never run a bad race. Again, it's a short-priced horse. It's a short field of only six horses. So another race that doesn't offer much value, unfortunately.
Now, when we get to the point where we're going to go ahead and concede the race to the two even money horses, then I guess the only way to bet those races would be, of course,
called exact.
Exactas, yeah. That's the only way that's going to happen. Well, we got.
Well, no. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's go ahead. Go ahead.
I had no bad beats in Madam Secretary as the runner-up horses, but again, no bad beats is 7-2, so that exacta can't be paying much. Madam Secretary at least was 6-1 on the morning line, so that may be the exacta to play.
Now, the Ashland that was supposed to be run today will be run on Monday. We won't have a show on Monday, but in that race, at least there's a few more fillies in it. It's an eight filly field. And the favorite in that race is your guy, Brad Cox and Flavian Pratt with Mahima.
Yeah, but I like the rider switch of Flavian Pratt on Mahima, to be honest with you. But Super Speed, John Sadler, who doesn't ship often, when he ships, you got to pay attention.
Yeah.
And he sends out Super Speed, the filly out of Justify, who really ran well last time out in defeat. She got beat a nose, but she ran super that day. I think she may be the horse to beat.
Well, also in the race is La Cara, and La Cara, I think, in her last start, didn't she go wire to wire in her win in her last start, La Cara?
No, she finished second. Two starts back, she went wire to wire at Tampa Bay in the Suncoast. Last time out, she ran at Gulfstream in the Devona Dale, finishing second. The race that she ran in the Suncoast at Tampa that day, I think that was a bias-aided race, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. Speed was totally dominant that day, and she took advantage of it, and she went wire to wire. So, I don't know if she's as good as the race looked, to be honest with you.
Well, the horse might have been aided by a track bias.
Yeah, that's what I said. It was a bias-aided race.
Yeah. Anyhow, that's where I heard it.
You have a good memory.
Yes. In any case, it'll be interesting. Certainly, the races tomorrow. We'll go over obviously the two Derby prep races tomorrow. And the Dubai World Cup is going to start early in the day. I mean, the Dubai World Cup itself, now that post time is going to be at 10:30 Pacific time tomorrow. And the race book here in Las Vegas will be open at 5 a.m. because there's a lot of great stakes races before the main event, the Dubai World Cup. And they'll be booking, there'll be a parimutuel wagering on those races here as well, here at the South Point tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. It all starts with the big racing card. But out of the five, out of the 11 horses in the Dubai World Cup, five of them are Americans.
Yeah, good luck. That's all I could say. I want no part of those races. I watch them. I enjoy watching them. I like to root for Forever Young. I think he's a great horse. And I have enough tracks to get involved with. I could pass on one of them.
Well, certainly. You'll stay within the contiguous 48, right?
Exactly.
Okay. In any case, yesterday the pick that you had that ran second yesterday, I think was I will have to say, I think looking at the race, that was a little bit misjudged by the jockey.
Yeah, and what happened was there was a late scratch of the one horse, so that totally changed the dynamic, and the six found himself on the loose lead, and we just had no fractions to close into, but the horse did well in defeat, and listen, at least it was another live horse.
Yeah, and that's right. And the thing about it is, you're right, it just, he had no fractions to close into, and nobody was going after the lone leader in that race. That'll happen sometimes. But we're looking at...
Especially in short fields, Ralph. But that was yesterday. Today is a new day.
Well, let's get a new day started then, buddy.
Okay, let's look at the eighth and final. By the way, a lot of rain overnight in New York. It is clearing up now, but... again, a lot of rain, so I'm sure the track is going to start off maybe good or muddy. Anyway, eighth and final race today, there is a pick six carryover. Number six, Despo's Dream, a four-year-old filly from the Linda Rice barn. Jose Lascano aboard to ride. She's listed at 5-2 on the morning line in a field of eight, but she is a single as far as your pick five, pick four, pick six is concerned.
So we're gonna leave with everything going into the last race at Aqueduct, the eighth race, number six, Despo's Dream. Number six, Despo's Dream in the eighth and final race today at Aqueduct with that pick six carryover. How about Gulfstream?
Let's go to race five furlongs on the turf, and I really like the number eight horse in here, Lionza. Lionza is a four-year-old filly from the Gustavo Delgado barn, Edgar Perez aboard to ride. She's listed at 7-2 on the morning line. She's been stuck inside in her last couple of races. Now she draws an outside post. She's going to be the controlling speed from out there. I like number eight, Lionoza, whatever it is. The eight horse to win today's fifth race.
All right, fifth race at Gulfstream. That is the anchor in the early pick five and early pick four. In that fifth race, you like number eight, Lionoza, the eight in the fifth at Gulfstream. We'll wrap it up in Southern California.
Tenth and final, mile on the turf, and the number one horse in here, no poking around, is a three-year-old gelding from the red-hot Bob Hess barn, Umberto Rispoli aboard to ride. He's listed at 3-1 on the morning line. Number one, no poking around, sends you home a winner in today's 10th and final out at Santa Anita.
All right, Santa Anita, 10th race, the one. No poking around, the one in the 10th race at Santa Anita, Jonathan Ardoon's pick. He's got four sheets today, folks. Santa Anita, Aqueduct, of course, Gulfstream, and Oak Lawn Park as well. So there you have it, four. Where do they get them?
JONHARDOON.com. Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
All right. You got it, my man. We're going to take another break. And when we come back, Rich Eng is standing by with his best friend. And we'll ask Richie to kind of take a look a little bit at that final four tomorrow, because with a crowded show tomorrow with all these big races around, maybe we'll get an insight on the two final games before we get the championship in the NCAA playoff. Basketball playoff. The final four comes up tomorrow. And of course, a pick from Richie as well. Don't go away.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that is going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show. Every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge, The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time to go out to Rich Eng, standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, Richie, I know I saw you have your best friend with you there, sitting on your lap. And what's his name, by the way? What's your dog's name?
His name is Kaloa, K-O-L-O-A. It's named after a venue in Hawaii.
Wow. Okay. Now, you know we're going to be busy tomorrow with charting the Dubai World Cup races at Maidan Racecourse while we're on the air, and, of course, taking a look at the Derby prep races as well around the country. But the Final Four will be tomorrow. Four number one seeds got to the Final Four for the NCAA College Basketball Championship. The survivors of tomorrow's two games goes on to the championship game on Monday. We've got Houston facing Duke. We've got Florida facing Auburn. The prices right now, Duke is a 4.5, opened up a 4.5 point favorite over Houston. And Florida opened up a 2.5 point favorite over Auburn. If you are a traditional bettor, you can take the straight bets on either one of these two games here at the South Point, and you only have to lay $1.05, not the traditional $1.10. They're cutting the juice in half. $1.05 for the straight bets, either on the Houston Duke game or the Florida Auburn game, only here at the South Point. Got to come down to make that bet if you're a traditional bettor. A quick kind of look at those, Richie, while we got a couple of minutes on today's show, of those two finals.
Well, the key for the Florida Auburn game is that Auburn's best player, Johnny Broom, was somewhat injured in the last game, Ralph. In fact, there was a sequence where the announcers talked that he was probably out of the game, and then all of a sudden he came back Willis Reed style and made a dramatic return to the game. But there's still some question about if he's going to be 100% or not with the injury that he suffered. Obviously, Auburn will need all hands on deck. You know, all four teams actually qualify for that. Mm-hmm. But the Florida and Auburn are from the SEC. They played before. Florida holds the trump card. I know they went down to Auburn and they beat Auburn at Auburn. So they've got that feather in their cap. I was slightly leaned definitely toward the Florida Gators. As far as the second game, you've got basically two conflicting styles of play. Duke loves to run the ball up and down, try to score in the 80, 90, 100 points. Houston plays the best defense in college basketball. They want the game to be in the 50s or the 60s. So it'll be interesting to see which strategy dictates the flow of the play, Ralph, defense or offense.
Well, I can tell you this. I think that Duke has one of the most exciting players in college basketball, certainly. They're waiting to see this guy play, right?
Cooper Flagg. Yeah. I tell you what, Ralph, for those of us that are old enough to remember a guy like Larry Bird, he reminds me more of Larry Bird than any player I've seen in a long, long time. He can do it all. He can shoot the three. He can play in the paint. He can rebound. His defense is a little underrated because, you know, everyone looks at his offensive skills.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the key for a great player, Ralph, and actually in any sport, is do you make your teammates better? Cooper Flagg is one of those guys who does.
Yeah, he's just exciting to watch, that's for sure. Now, tomorrow, those games will be contested. The first game, will be Florida and Auburn. That tips off at 3:09 p.m. Pacific time here on CBS. The following game will tip off at 5:49, featuring Houston and Duke, both on CBS. And, of course, the winners of those two games go on to the championship on Monday. Now, Richie, I know that you're doing a Keeneland report as well as a handicapping Santa Anita. You'll be doing that all during the Keeneland meeting.
Yes.
Well, obviously, Keeneland's been canceled today and tomorrow, but you will have the Keeneland sheets on Monday and Tuesday for their racing cards there that are being flipped over to those 2 days from this weekend at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website, right?
Absolutely, Ralph, and I'll have a Keeneland sheet Monday, Keeneland sheet Tuesday, and for those of you folks here in Las Vegas or up in Reno, Tahoe, or out there in Laughlin, if you picked up a Friday Midwest form, which has Keeneland and Oaklawn Park in it, intending to play those tracks, well, hold on to that edition, because that entire Keeneland card for Friday is being run on Monday, so that'll save you a few bucks, and you can actually start handicapping the card early. But hold on to your Friday Midwest form with Keeneland in it, because that'll be good to go on Monday.
Now, you had enough time, advance time, before they printed on Saturday's form. Saturday will not have Keeneland in it, right?
That is correct. When we went to press with the Friday paper, we couldn't wait for Keeneland to make their decision.
Mm-hmm.
So that form was printed, but Saturday will not have Keeneland in it.
Yeah, but you'll have, obviously, a special Tuesday form for Keeneland,
well, yeah,
because that's the big day, right?
Yes, yeah, the Tuesday form will have Keeneland in it.
Yeah, it'll really make Tuesday, kind of jump up this week, that's for sure, with that big racing card there that will feature the bluegrass. All right, well, we got racing today at Santa Anita. What are we doing here, buddy?
Well, let's go to race number 10. We're going to set up a Scirocco play for you, Ralph. I know what Jonathan liked, the one, no poking around, certainly a strong favorite, from the rail, going a mile. But I'm going to take a shot with the number 6 horse, Dino Dave. My angle here, this horse is 10-1, Ralph, is that most of the horses in this field have speed or like to lay close to the pace. This is the only horse in my handicapping that's going to close. So I think Kyle Frey will sit in the back of the bus, let the others fight it out, and I think you'll see a strong finish under the 6, Dino Dave, at a square price, 10-1. And there is no Hector Berrios in this race. Someone better wake these trainers up. Why don't they give Berrios a ride in this mile turf race in the finale?
Yeah, I mean, Berrios just owns that turf course right now. It's really unbelievable. But he does not have a mountain there, so that gives us a chance on a nice 10-1 shot that we hope would be flying in the stretch, and that is number 6, Dino Dave. I hope he's dynamite today. The 6 in the 10th and final race at Santa Anita. And since Jonathan came back with the one earlier, we got another Scirocco play going. The exacta box of 1661 in the 10th race, the Scirocco play. Hey, thanks a lot, Richie. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Good luck, everybody.
All right, don't forget, Rich has got his Santa Anita sheet available right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. We'll be back with John Lendo and Jerry J right after this final break. Don't do it. Don't go away.
If you're celebrating a special occasion or just love fine dining, you're in the right place. Come experience the crown jewel of South Point restaurants, Michael's Gourmet Room.
Welcome.
With over 600 different types of wines and magnificent dishes prepared tableside, you'll revel in the rich classic Vegas decor and the best black tie service in the world. This intimate gourmet room has earned accolades galore. Come to Michael's Gourmet Room for an unforgettable dining experience. Another famous restaurant is the Silverado Steakhouse, where you'll find the charm and service that discerning patrons require. From top quality steaks and chops to fresh seafood and desserts, you'll love the award-winning wine list and menu at Silverado Steakhouse. Steak lovers have even more options with primarily prime rib. Catering to hearty appetites, the menu features a variety of flavorful prime rib cuts, dry aged to ensure tenderness, and then seasoned and slowly roasted. Although prime rib is our specialty, it's not the only thing on the menu. There's something for everyone.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, time to go out to Southern California where John Lindo is standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, my man. The weather map shows a nice sunny day in Southern California, and so we'll get you on hand to tell us if it's right or not.
It's beautiful outside, nice, and it's going to get warmer throughout the weekend, so it'll be a really nice weekend here, the final weekend of this classic meet, and then they get the spring break off next week, and we'll come back in 2 weeks for that Hollywood meet.
Now, John, during that spring break, I guess you'll do the Linda report for Keeneland, correct?
Right. Starting with Sunday, we'll go 8 straight days with Keeneland. I'll do Keeneland every racing day, but for next week, it'll be all Keeneland for the Lindo Report.
All right. So tomorrow, you've got Santa Anita, and you've got the late pick five at Aqueduct, correct?
Right. That's correct. Yes.
On your Lindo Report. Then Sunday, you'll have both Keeneland and Santa Anita, and then Monday and Tuesday, you'll have Keeneland, and you'll keep running right through to the next week.
Yep. And let's just hope the weather gets better out there and we can get some racing going. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, John, you know, we're going to start early tomorrow morning here at the South Point in the Racebook. It's going to open up at 5 o'clock for all those great races in Dubai and Maidan Racecourse, and I'm sure that you have a thought or two about any one of those.
Well, obviously, Forever Young is going to be definitely the horse to be. One thing to note, earlier in the week, because of the heat out there in Dubai, they moved all the post times back 1 hour. Usually, the Dubai World Cup goes about 9:30 a.m. our time. This year, it's 10:30. So if you get out there, you know, I think the first race goes a little bit after 6 o'clock our time. If you're an early bird, you can get out there and play most of that card at Maidan City with a little bit of help from the post time changes.
Yeah, and we do have American representatives in both the Golden Shahan and the Godolphin Mile as well. And, of course, we'd like to really see who wins that UAE Derby because they're going to get points for the Kentucky Derby and see if maybe a winner there comes from Dubai to Kentucky on the first Saturday in May. As far as today at Santa Anita, we're going to take a check at the jockey standings.
Well, going into the final week of this meet, Juan Hernandez will be the leading rider. He's got 46 wins at the meet. Flavian Pratt's got 42, but he rides at Keeneland this weekend and through next week, so he won't be here this weekend. Humberto Rispoli is third with 35. And you had asked earlier in the week, Ralph, about Hector Berrios. He's got 33 wins. He's fourth in the standings. 27 of those wins have been on the grass.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I was waiting for somebody to give me that stat, and I asked you to do it. I'm glad you got it. That 27 out of 33 total wins at Santa Anita for this this meet has come on the turf for Hector Berrios. Is that amazing?
Well, it's shown, too. And you just see how this horse get up, and you look at the rider and go, oh, it's that guy again.
Hector beat me again. Oh, my goodness. Bet him, folks, on the turf. That's all we got to do. In any case, Flavian Pratt, as you say, will be leaving the weekend. I understand that he's going to race for the rest of the time at Keeneland as well, right? He's going to be at Keeneland for the
week. I think he's shifted full-time. I have not seen a formal announcement, but if he's not here for the Derby weekend, which he is not, then I just assume he's relocated back to Kentucky right
now. He's going to start his East swing, I guess, at the end there, because after this weekend at Santa Anita, you get that spring break. And then back at Santa Anita for what would have been the Hollywood Park meeting. All right. What about the trainers?
As far as the trainers go, Mark Glad is still the leader. He's got 28 wins. Bob Baffert has got 24. And then you have Jeff Mullins and Michael McCarthy. They're tied for third. They've each got 20 winners.
Okay. Favorites.
Almost as formful as the NCAA basketball tournament. Favorites at Santa Anita, 199 for 444. That's 44.8% for the meet.
Wow. We thought it'd kind of level out, but it hasn't. 44.8% favorites over the meet. Oof, man. All right, let's get a winner off that Linda report, reminding everybody that every one of those Linda reports that we're talking about will be available here at the South Point in the Racebook, here at the South Point and only at the South Point in Las Vegas. And it's free of charge to the players, complimentary, because they love horse players here. John, what do we say?
Let's go to race number 6 today at Santa Anita. In the 6th race, number 2, Miss McWinnie, has had two sprint preps off the layoff, improved in the second one, stretches out, and she won going sprinter out last year. She's just getting fit now. I think she's sitting on her best race. 3-1 on the program, number two, Miss McWinnie on the stretch out, race six at Santa Anita.
All right, sixth race at Santa Anita, number two, Miss McWinnie, the two in the sixth race. John Lendo's pick for the race day listeners off of his Lendo report. You get the rest of the Lendo report right now. That includes selections in each race, a suggested late pick four, and all of that goody information that we talk about on the show in one comprehensive report, the Lendo report here at the South Point. All right, John, get up early tomorrow. There's a lot of action going on tomorrow, buddy.
I'll be ready to go, Ralph, and I know you will too.
Yes, I will. Thanks a lot, my man. All right.
Good luck.
Now we're going to go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. I wanted everybody to see that this boy is in good shape.
Oh, good. Okay.
Just a little old.
It's our pet day on the race day show. Richie showed us his pet before, his dog, too.
Oh, yeah, good. Yeah. Good.
Anyhow,
so this is smoke again.
I just wanted to just a quick thought about your pick in the first race yesterday at Aqueduct. There are sometimes when the shape of a race comes up and you just got to shake your head. And that happened yesterday. In the first race yesterday, they had Linda Rice trained horse ridden by Kendra Carmouche go out on a pedestrian pace. And there was no way anybody was going to catch him after the half mile clocking. So, we might take a look at that horse that you gave yesterday, maybe in another race that we anticipate the pace to be honest, at least.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of things that happen on the racetrack that you can't know until it occurs. And that's part of racing luck. And that's why we get paid odds. That's why we need odds.
Exactly. So, but I just wanted to say that.
It's exactly the reason.
We were victimized.
And that's why you can bet a long shot because – you know, you can bet a horse that, oh, maybe he can get on the lead and walk the dog.
If you had the notion that Linda Rice and Carmouche was going to get on the lead, and you know how Carmouche is, he's very good on the lead, by the way. That could have been a good value play there, that's for sure. Okay, we'll get started with some more picks today. Let's go to Aqueduct.
Yeah, let's go to Aqueduct. Let's go to race number four.
Okay.
This is really a breeding play. Omi Island is really attractive to me. This is a horse out of an AP Indy mare.
Ooh.
They're bred to go long.
Yeah.
First time going long with a lot of speed. I love the chance here for this horse to get out on the lead and go a mile and eighth, take him wire to wire. 8-1 is the morning line.
Ooh, yeah.
My first bet is going to be a solid, if we get a 5-1 or better, it's going to be a solid win place type bet. And I'll have some exactors with the one over the 2, 3, 6 and reverses, obviously. But the one, Omi Island, this is a breeding speed play.
Okay, in the fourth race, the one, Omi Island, hopefully going wire to wire in this race. The four race number one, 8-1 on the morning line. The one over 2, 3, 6 and reverse. The one is the play at Aqueduct in the fourth race. Now we'll get to Santa Anita today.
Yeah, let's go to the fourth race. Number four, Rosie Ann Rules, came back off about a year and 4 months.
Oh, hold on. I want to stop you there because people are that's the second race, not the fourth.
I mean, second race. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
It's the four horse in the second
there
race.
There you go.
Rosie
there.
Ann Rules.
Right pew now.
now I'm short.
Okay.
Anyway, comes off a 3 months layoff to run very, very well. These are cheap horses that are not that stout.
Mm-hmm.
And she came back and ran fine. I think second off the layoff is an advantage for her. None of them is much to worry about. So I'll take the four as a good win place bet in the second race. I'm not sure about the exactors. They all look about the same. Something with a big price I might use in an exact.
All right. So you got the four, Rosie Ann Rules, the four horse in the second race. And you got a 9-5 shot in there, but you also got a 15-1 shot. So I guess what you're saying is since you think that the rest of them behind them is kind of all looking equal, really, to try to look for a nice price and if you want to bet the exacta.
Right. The 9-5 and the 15-1 look about equal to me. I might bet the 15-1. I would never bet the 9-5.
Okay. You got it. Second race, Santa Anita, the four, and shop for a good price for the link-ups if you want to, but the four is the key in the second race. Remember, Jerry J's Power Pages for all of Santa Anita and all Aqueduct available at jerryjspowerpage.com. And I guess Jerry's going to say, along with his buddy there, the last thing
Smokey
on the show.
Bear.
The Smokey Bear. The last thing. So go ahead and say it, Jerry.
Have a great race day, everybody.